Ready for a deep dive into Westeros?
We're going beyond the wall.
And really digging into George R. R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire.
The books that spawned a TV phenomenon.
But stand on their own as incredible works of fantasy.
We're breaking down the first three books.
A Game of Thrones.
A Clash of Kings.
And A Storm of Swords.
To uncover the depth.
The complexity.
That make this series a modern classic.
Even if you think you know this world from the show.
Trust me.
Get ready for some serious, wait, it never happened moments.
The books offer a level of detail.
Characters.
And even entire plot lines.
That the show simply couldn't capture.
So to truly appreciate Martin's genius.
We have to start with the world itself.
Westeros.
It's practically a character in its own right, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Westeros isn't just a backdrop. It shapes the people, the conflicts, everything.
So paint a picture for our listeners. What makes this world so captivating?
Imagine a continent of stark contrasts. You have icy tundras in the north, where winters can last for generations.
Generations.
Generations. And then down south, you have sun-drenched vineyards, almost a Mediterranean feel.
Wow, so diverse.
And that diversity breeds conflict. Each region has its own history, its own customs, and of course, its own great house vying for power.
And at the heart of it all, this Iron Throne everyone seems obsessed with. What makes this one chair so special?
It represents the ultimate ambition. Forged by Aegon the Conqueror, the first Targaryen king, from the swords of his enemies, it's a symbol of his dominion over the Seven Kingdoms.
The Targaryens, those names are everywhere in this world.
Right. Centuries before our story even begins, the Targaryens used their dragons to conquer the warring kingdoms, uniting them under a single rule.
So the Iron Throne is a constant reminder of that legacy.
Exactly.
But the Targaryens aren't in power anymore as our story starts, right?
No. The throne is currently occupied by King Robert Baratheon, but his claim stems from a bloody rebellion that overthrew the last Targaryen king, Aerys the Mad King.
So that history is still fresh, creating a lot of the tension we see in the books.
Precisely. And that's where we plunge into the action as King Robert seeks out his old friend, Eddard Stark, to be his hand.
The hand of the king. Basically like
right.
The king's right-hand man.
More than that. It's the most powerful position in the realm after the king himself. And Ned Stark, a man known for his honor, his sense of duty.
He doesn't seem like the type who'd jump at that opportunity.
You're right. He accepts reluctantly. And that one decision sets off a chain reaction that will have repercussions throughout Westeros.
And knowing George R. R. Martin, those repercussions probably don't involve a whole lot of happily ever afters.
Let's just say Martin isn't afraid to subvert expectations.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah.
So for our listeners diving into these books for the first time, what's the most important thing to keep in mind about how this world works?
This isn't your typical fantasy epic. This is a world where good doesn't always triumph, where characters you love. Well, let's just say you should be prepared for anything.
Because in this Game of Thrones, you win or you die.
Exactly.
One of the things that always blows me away with these books mm-hmm. is how George R. R. Martin juggles so many different storylines mm-hmm. and characters.
Yeah.
It'd be so easy to get lost. But he just keeps you hooked.
It's amazing, isn't it?
On every single page.
He really is a master storyteller.
He is.
The way he weaves these intricate narratives together.
Yeah.
Each character with their own motivations.
They're crazy.
But they all contribute to this grand tapestry of yeah. intrigue and drama.
And you can't forget the shocking twists.
No, absolutely not.
Like, I went into this reread knowing what was coming.
Right.
But I still felt that punch to the gut.
Oh, yeah.
When Ned Stark...
It's like, you think you're safe.
You think you know.
And then, bam,
back.
Martin pulls the rug out from under you.
It's brutal.
It's his trademark.
It is what makes this series so different.
You said it.
You never know who's safe.
Nope.
No matter how important they seem.
It keeps you on the edge of your seat, that's for sure.
It's like he's reminding us that actions...
Yeah.
They have real consequences in this world.
They do.
Every decision matters.
Absolutely.
Because it could be life or death.
Life or death, that's it.
And these characters,
yeah,
they're forced to make impossible choices.
They are.
Choices with huge moral implications.
Huge.
Like, take Daenerys Targaryen.
Okay.
She starts off...
Right.
You know, you're rooting for her.
Yeah.
Sold off to this horrible marriage.
A brutal beginning.
But then she rises to power.
She does.
And it's both inspiring and terrifying.
Absolutely.
Because she wants to do good.
Right.
Wants to reclaim her birthright.
And slavery.
But power.
Power.
It's as corrupt.
It's a slippery slope.
So you find yourself asking,
yeah.
are her methods justified?
Exactly.
Even if her goals are noble.
It's a question that resonates even more today.
It does.
In a world grappling with social justice and revolution.
I mean, this is Jon Snow. Starts as this outcast.
The bastard of Winterfell.
Exactly.
Never truly accepted.
Yet he finds himself in these incredible situations.
He does.
Challenging everything he thought he knew.
About himself.
About the world.
About his place in it. It's a journey of self-discovery.
And duty.
Absolutely.
He's torn between who he is.
Right.
And what's expected of him.
It's a conflict we can all relate to.
It is.
Finding your own path.
Exactly.
Even when it's hard.
It's about defining yourself on your own terms.
Exactly.
You know, for all the political intrigue and battles.
Yeah.
The thing that really sticks with you is the human cost of it all.
It's true.
Martin really makes you feel it.
He does.
Every betrayal, every loss.
The heartbreak.
It's palpable.
It gets to you.
He doesn't shy away from the brutality either.
Not at all.
Some of those scenes.
Rough.
I mean, really tough to read.
That's the point, though. To show the true face of war.
The ugliness.
The consequences.
Exactly.
These aren't invincible heroes.
Right.
They're flawed. They're vulnerable.
They bleed.
They break.
They die.
And sometimes not peacefully.
But even amidst all that darkness.
Yeah.
There are these glimmers of hope.
It's there.
Moments of resilience.
Of love.
In the most unexpected places.
That's what makes it real.
It does.
Life isn't all sunshine and rainbows, but even in darkness, there's beauty to be found.
And those moments hit harder.
They do.
Because you know the characters.
They've earned it.
They've suffered.
They've lost.
And yet they still find the strength.
To keep going.
To hope.
It's inspiring.
It's inspiring.
In a way.
It's like Martin is saying.
Yeah.
Even when things are at their worst, we can still find a reason to
fight, to be better.
Exactly. That's the human spirit.
And as we wrap up this deep dive.
It's been quite a journey.
It really has.
Through the world of Westeros.
With all its complexities.
Its darkness.
And its glimmers of hope.
It makes you think.
It does.
About our own world.
And ourselves.
And that's the power of great storytelling.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure, really.
Until next time. To all our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into A Song of Ice and Fire. May your reading be filled with wonder and your theories run wild. Until next time.